Welcome to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
So Cindy, where in the world, where does everyone want to go on summer vacation?
The south of France.
Right? I mean, that's the, you know, that why? Why do they want to go?
It's beautiful and everybody wants, well, especially if you live in the northern part of France, in the wintertime, it's a little dreary. They have a lot of rainfall, particularly in Paris. I mean, it's just, I know it's dreary. We have friends that live there and I think they just are kind of needing the sun and the warmth. And
you'll feel the Mediterranean.
Yeah, definitely. Why not? It's summertime. Go hit the beach.
Well, everyone thinks of going to Cannes or going to Nice or the Côte d'Azur, all of the beach places. But Provence and Provençal cooking, I mean, historically, it's kind of the poor people food of France.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have wealthy trade regions like Burgundy, or you have wealthy trade regions like Normandy or Picardy or the southwest of France, and you know, and these people all have all kinds of product that everybody wants. But most of Provence is kind of scrub produce. And in the Rhone Valley, you have, there's an awful lot of fruit trees and whatnot. But otherwise, there's some wine and there's olive oil and not too much else.
Yeah, olives. Olives are probably one of their biggest crops.
And most, you know, Provençal, you drive through the region and you see the other language. You see Provençal on a lot of the signs.
Yeah, that's
for
amazing.
Different towns, which is cool.
Yeah, it is very cool to see.
And you realize it's one of the regions that and the Basque are the two other cultures in France. And most of that culture is not what you see, you know, right on along the seaside and the you know, the movie star beach towns. It's all in much simpler, you know, poorer towns, but they make beautiful food.
Absolutely. I mean,
is there favorite dishes from Provence for you?
I think just the idea of navarin of lamb, or you know, utilizing tapenade, which is an olive, an olive relish. You know, the great breads from the region. So I think it's almost more products rather than necessarily, okay, this classic dish.
It's funny, you get to the Mediterranean and it's what we think of as being an Italian orientation, which means it's a couple of simple products and it's on the table and whatever's in season and that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all of a sudden happens. It's like it's the effect of that sea.
They have beautiful tomatoes. I mean, when you go to the markets in Provence in the summertime, it's just, it's a wealth of, you know, maybe there, you know, some of the product comes from there. Some of it's coming from Northern Africa.
If it's coming from Corsica or it's mm-hmm. coming from Morocco, it's a lot
yes.
closer than Paris.
Exactly. So. Exactly. So it's all right there. And it is. I can feel it right now. I can just see the market and I can see the sausages and all the cheeses and the bottles of olive oil and the
The vegetables.
Yeah,
the vegetables, yeah. The vegetables, the vegetables and the melons and the fruit.
And the garlic. The garlic is purple and the tomatoes are huge and red and ripe. And, you know, you can smell the rosemary. Well, and of course, the herbs that grow in the region. I mean, I'd never seen rosemary plants like when we were in Baume de Venise. I mean, they're huge. They're bigger than the shrubs in my yard. Lavender.
They've been there for 35 years, so they've never had a tough winter.
Right. Well, right. So, yes, like mine died all last year. You know, I have no rosemary in my yard right now, and those plants were 3 years old. They do not like snowfall. But, yeah, and of course, lavender is, you know, fields and fields of lavender. That's one of their big agricultural products in Provence. So.
No, the perfume industry is from, you know, initially, the world headquarters of it is in Grasse, you know, maybe an hour away from Nice, and
it's just such a beautiful, vibrant region. But as you say, I mean, the cooking is, you know, it's not expensive cooking. It's very rustic. It's very full of flavor and life. And that's the culture, I think.
There's certain dishes you see on just about every Provençal table, it seems to me. And there are a million different versions of them. But I can't think of a restaurant I go to in Provence that they don't put tapenade down on the table with little toasts mm-hmm. first. I literally cannot think of anywhere.
And thank God for that because
that is not
so
the
good.
Case.
It's so good. Well, Nyon are some of the famous olives, and you know that region. It's not very far from. You can take a day trip to Nyon from Rochegude, where we stay, or close to Châteauneuf-du-Pape. It's not that far. It's a beautiful trip. There are many beautiful trips, day trips. I think one of the greatest things about traveling in that region, if you are there in the summertime, is to get to go to market day, because each village has its market day, and you can just kind of travel around the region going to visit the markets as well as, you know, meeting with the winemakers. It's amazing.
The dishes that I think of, besides tapenade, that are sort of the eternal things, Ratatouille,
mm-hmm.
besides being a charming film.
It's a great dish.
But there are a million different versions of it. And I was thinking about it. maybe the most sophisticated version of it is the one that the little rat makes in the movie, where it's being baked in a tian, the little, you know, little Provençal ceramic mold, and layered.
Everything enjoys its juices that way.
Well, it's the most complicated way to do it, too, because you have to cut everything exactly the right thickness, or the zucchini melts away, or the tomato doesn't cook correctly, or, you know, that's, you have to layer everything exactly right. It's also super tedious to do it that way.
Well, and one of the things you have to think about when you work with eggplant is that eggplant is just a big sponge. So, you know, it's good, and it's also something you have to think about. So it's good from the standpoint of, as you're saying, these things are all going to absorb into each other and flavor each other, and the eggplant is the biggest vehicle of that absorption process. So lots of good extra virgin olive oil.
I think that's a great dish to rate a cook on, though. I mean, I think it's like roasting a chicken. Mm-hmm. If you're actually a good and thoughtful cook, you will have a good version of ratatouille that you can produce.
Oh, there you go.
And I've seen a million different restaurants try to do it, and it always, you know, that someone's cheating and putting a lot of sugar in there because they don't know how to cook eggplant. That's horrifying.
Yeah, no, that's awful.
Or someone's got a whole bunch of Herbe de Provence in the dish. Which doesn't really belong in the dish.
Right.
No one wants, like, you know, pine needles, rosemary in your mouth like that in the middle of what's supposed to be a very soft, you know, vegetable dish.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there are a million different ways to get it wrong if you're not a thoughtful cook, just like roasting a chicken. So you have a recipe for a navrán of lamb that you want to talk about? Because you mentioned that first, and that is something in the spring or late spring is like one of the great things that you can possibly do because it takes advantage of the artichokes that come at that time of the year as well.
And I think if that's probably a very good way to go. I would leave the garlic in separate the cloves, but leave them in their skin and rub them with a little bit of olive oil and salt and pepper and sort of have that ready to go into the baking dish. And to have your lamb, whatever cut you're going to use.
What cut do you like?
I think the shoulder in this case.
If you're using a shoulder, you got to clean it up pretty well, right?
Well, yes, and there's excess fat, so you want to probably cut out some of the fat, but you certainly want to leave some of it because it's important to the roasting process. And some of the muscles are more tough than others. You could certainly use a lamb leg as well, but you know when you get into leg as well, you have some gristle and things, so you have different muscles as well. So just be aware of that when you're roasting and cutting it. You may want to save a section for something else later. But you know adding the garlic to the dish and a little bit of fresh rosemary, coating the lamb with a good oil and roasting it, and then adding the raw artichokes to the dish at the end, maybe even a little bit of white wine to the pan at that point so that the artichokes are roasting and the steaming at the same time. And, you know, this would have to be baby artichokes. Or if you've prepared your fresh artichoke from a regular size artichoke, you would just quarter those and add those near the end of the cooking. But the garlic, a little bit of onion, maybe put a little bit of carrot in the pan as well so that you have a little bit of a sweet vegetable in there. Turnips would be nice, and if you didn't want to go the artichoke route.
And baby turnips are fantastic. Baby turnips, maybe carrots with that dish are also fantastic.
And English peas, you know, I think that's a finishing product, but, you know, something that you do on the side and serve with the dish. But it's nice to have that kind of bright, fresh flavor with the peas, with the dish. Lamb loves peas.
Lamb loves peas.
Yes, that's how I think.
Making me hungry. Yes, lamb loves peas. With a dish like that, the lamb shoulder, you marinate it in advance. Is that the kind of thing you get everything ready to go the day before and then actually put it together and roast it?
I would definitely marinate it in a little bit of red wine. And again, it's their typical ways of cooking: bay leaf and peppercorn, and maybe a little bit of. I would introduce rosemary, personally, and. You know, let it marinate, and you might even want to add a little bit of extra virgin olive oil to that marinade since you are trying to produce a Provençal dish, and you could add peeled garlic cloves to the marinade as well if you like the flavor of garlic and want it in the dish.
This is also, I mean, it's also the fantastic dish, the dish, lamb like that or lamb confit similarly. Is the fantastic thing to bounce a million different red Provençal wines off of. Including, I know, your favorite red wine in the world.
Chateau Neuf du Pape. So, absolutely.
We'll get into that in the second segment.
Okay.
Literally not a bottle of it, but...
What's some of your favorite food from the region?
Oh, the dish that... It's funny, when I go to Avignon, I always want to get a piece of pizzoladiere and just take a walk around. You know, mm-hmm. pizzoladiere, yes, it sounds like pizza. Well, guess what? It's kind of like pizza. I mean, yeah,
that's really good. Really.
Yeah, it's other Mediterranean food. I mean, it is a relatively bready dough, and it's the kind of thing that's baked on a big stone. So it sounds similar. And it is almost, you see it a lot of times with layered vegetables and anchovies on it. I always look for it with essentially covered in Niçoise olives.
Yes,
if I can find it covered in Niçoise olives and peppers, that's the one that I always want. You get a nice crispy fat slice of that. And
it's pretty much street food. I mean, you're just walking up to a little...
It is not fancy.
Yeah,
it's totally
a little stall
food.
And you're going to have this food that you can't believe how good it is. And it just came from this tiny little shop.
And it's usually just two or three products on the pizzoladiere. It's not... There's not usually a base of tomato sauce. If there are tomatoes on there, they're slices.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that I love, something I can't eat because I have an anchovy allergy. Anchoade, I do truly love, and it's one of the great things in the world. Aioli, you know, the sauce that you hear it called garlic mayonnaise a million times, but that is about the best thing in the world to dip any kind of fried vegetable into.
Oh, yes.
That's one thing you see. You know, you see a million friture, also street food.
Mm-hmm.
You see a million different vegetable friture. It could be haricot vert, it could be peppers, could be slices of green tomato. You know, and you get that in a little like paper sack, and they'd squirt some of the aioli on there. It's just the best stuff.
Well, one of the other great things about Avignon is going to visit the palace there.
The palace is amazing to see, no question. So when we come back, Cindy and I are going to get into a few more Provençal recipes. And talk about Provençal wine, including the famous rosés, all that and more, and Formula Wolf on Food and Wine. Thank you.